The Old Testament reading for the sixth Sunday after Pentecost is from Isaiah chapter 55. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from Romans chapter 8. So then, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him, in order that we may also be glorified with him. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. These words serve as our sermon text. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood on the beach, and he told them many things in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be richly multiplied unto each one of you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. The parable of the sower is a familiar story. From Sunday school on, we've heard it. It's easily remembered, and it seems so readily understood. And Jesus even provides us with an explanation. Still, a most critical point of the parable itself is the great difficulty with which the word of the kingdom is understood. As Jesus says, he who has ears, let him hear. May God's word work within your hearts this day so that you are hearing and confessing, which is our theme today. Let us begin by stating that Jesus gives us ears to hear, which is our first point. How well do we hear God's word? Do we always take God's word as the absolute authority, or only in matters that pick our fancy? As Luther said in the meaning of the third commandment, we should fear and love God so that we do not despise preaching and his word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. We have to confess, I think, before God that there are times when his word falls on deaf ears, when we think that we know just a little bit more than God has told us in his word, and that is nothing more than pure arrogance, and that is sin. And Jesus calls us to repent of it, to return to him and to his word. It was the disciples in our text who were given the ability to understand the teaching of Jesus, and yet they were involved in a time when they saw many reject Jesus and his word, including many of the religious leaders and crowds of his followers at times, and even sometimes his own family members. Is it any different today? People want what they want. The words of Paul apply here. He said, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires and will turn away their ears from the truth and will turn aside to myths." Jesus taught in parables both to reveal truths and to conceal truths. The parables describe the kingdom of God in action. They show how God works. And in the case of our text, it shows how God's word works. The parable of the sower is meant to strengthen and warn Jesus' disciples. The sower is God, as Jesus says in his explanation. The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The seed that is sown is the Word of God. That is the initiative of God. And that Word is intended to grow and produce results. Here's what it said in our Old Testament lesson. "For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it." We have that promise. The danger pointed out in our text is that very word can be snatched away by the devil or outright rejected by people. Our text is both a warning and a reality check. We as the body of Christ should never be discouraged, as God's word will bring forth the results which God desires. For the word is continually working faith in the hearts of people and producing growth in God's kingdom of grace. Jesus has given you understanding, since the kingdom of God has come to you. The scattering of the seed continues to happen through word and sacrament as Jesus comes to you through those means. The seed was planted in your heart already through the water and word in your baptism. Bible says he saved us, not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out richly upon us through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we might be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. It is through his church and the office of the holy ministry that Jesus bestows those gifts upon you. Because we are born dead in our sins, God took the initiative to break up cold, stony hearts, create good soil where the seed of the gospel is sown, and faith in Jesus, our Savior, is born and grows. The message of the church is always and only about Jesus and his cross, his suffering there, his death there, and his resurrection, which has brought to you the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation in his name. Jesus has done it all for you. Paul put it this way, but by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that just as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. But you know, the devil doesn't give up. He will attempt to uproot and tear away that which God has sown in your heart. So Paul says to us, put on the full armor of God, that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. And then Peter says, be of sober spirit. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Like the disciples, you are given the bigger picture, so that if you see people reject the word of God, you won't be disappointed. You can rejoice that God's word has produced good soil, and you know the sure and certain promises of God, and from them you will not be budged. You can rejoice that you are hearing and confessing. And finally, ears that hear lead to hearts that act in love, which is our final point. So how did Jesus' disciples fare in that matter, as far as acting in love? Well, Jesus explained this parable to them. It didn't seem like it caught on right away. You think about what happens after that. They would quibble among themselves as to who would be greatest in the kingdom of God. That really doesn't mesh very well with loving your neighbor as yourself. Peter would go on to deny Jesus. Others would flee and hide when Jesus was facing persecution. How often do we hide from boldly confessing the truth of God's word? With those who are living apart from Christ Jesus and his church. Even after Jesus' resurrection, and just prior to his ascension, the disciples would ask whether it was now that Jesus would restore the kingdom to Israel. They did not fully understand the point of this parable. The word of God's kingdom grows like a seed, It is rejected by some, but still spreads with incredible results. The seed yielded results as the disciples bore witness in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and even further. As people heard, they confessed. As you hear, you confess Christ Jesus and invite and bring people with you here to Zion Lutheran Church, where they can hear the pure word of God, believe and receive the gifts of God in the divine service. Did you know that about 50% or 105,000 people in Linn County are unchurched? That is your mission field, locally. The same Lord Jesus Christ, who richly and daily forgives you all your sins, has given you ears to hear so that you can be confessing Christ Jesus to your neighbor. You can continue to be generous in supporting the public proclamation of the word and the administration of the sacraments here at Zion Lutheran. You can be praying that Jesus would give you opportunities to plant the seed of God's word as you go about your daily lives. You can rejoice that the devil has been defeated. His head was crushed by Christ on the cross. John wrote, "The Son of God appeared for this purpose, that he might destroy the works of the devil." And Paul says, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. But thanks be to God who always leads us in his triumph in Christ and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place." And John says, "You are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world." By God's grace, you're part of the crop produced in the good soil, part of his kingdom. As the seed of God's word is being sown, the harvest will come, as God's word is powerful and effective. The result is that you have both the ears to hear and a mouth which confesses, as St. Paul said, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. In Jesus' name and completed work of redemption. Amen.